Hello and welcome to Overtime Hockey Talk. My name's Mark. Justin, hi.
Yeah, that's my name. Thanks.
Today on the show, we will be grading every NHL team based on our expectations from the beginning of the year to now. And so we'll be going division by division. We're excited to do that because this is about a halfway point. It's a great time to do it. There are some teams who have wildly exceeded their expectations and insanely underneath. So
yeah, I didn't hand out any F's though, I have to say.
No F's?
No F's.
Really?
Yeah.
No F's? Okay, well I did hand out some F's.
Ooh. You say plural as in multiple.
Yeah, there's
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple that I can definitely pinpoint as F's. other than that, a couple just things happening in the National Hockey League. Cody Franzen went on waivers, and today, which is the 9th, it is a Tuesday of January, today he cleared waivers. So no team picking up Cody Franzen, a guy who is positive in his Corsi and seemingly not a guy who hurts his team and can play on that third pairing, can play the power play, and no teams bit.
Yeah, shocking as much as you hear about teams that look for defensive help at this time of year. And like one team is the New York Islanders, I hear, looking for defensive help. But he's a right-handed shot, a guy who, like you said, can play on the power play. He doesn't hurt your team more than he would help your team. You know, pick him up. And, you know, like we were talking earlier and you mentioned, he's a guy you can throw as your seventh guy on defense. Throw him in every few games if you want even. And he still helps your team more than he would hurt him, I think.
For whatever reason, Cody Franzen has been marginalized like his whole career.
Because, since that big contract.
Well, I remember he went, I mean, the contract that he got wasn't even significant.
$4 million a season for like 20 years, but.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a ridiculous amount of term, but it was only $4 million a season.
Yeah. And I think that he thought he was going to make out at that point. That was when people were just getting dumb. Like, I mean, Matt Beleski got $3.5 million for, what was it, 6 years or something, 5 years?
Yeah.
And he's literally just getting a paycheck. He plays in the minor leagues now, mm-hmm. doesn't he? He's
yeah.
not in Boston, right?
No.
Other than that, just the Leafs and the Columbus Blue Jackets, the lone game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Leafs up 2-0 a whole game, and last 5 minutes, bye.
Not the best.
The Leafs give up a goal, and it is what it is. You give up goals, and they go right back at controlling the play, and the Blue Jackets capitalize on a Morgan Riley mistake, tries to go end to end up 2-1 with a couple minutes left. Brutal mistake. To me, that's like Morgan Riley from 3 years ago kind of mistake.
Ooh.
Not a mistake that he's been making. I'm going to give him a pass, but mostly because, you know what, one or two times a year, every team blows a lead late and loses in overtime. At least they lost in overtime. At least they didn't lose in regulation. So
that's true.
That's what word am I thinking?
The silver lining.
Silver lining. Yes. There it is. Other than that, though, you know, not a whole lot happening in terms of trades or really big rumors. Which I was thinking about this earlier today. Back when we did our coaching predictions,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about different coaches who would get fired, I realized that I was actually right about something.
Were you now?
I was right that no coach has been fired before Christmas.
Well, you were correct. That is very true.
I think that you might have thought that
I was thinking at least Rick Tocchet might go before
Rick
Christmas,
Tocchet, yeah,
but I also said that Bruce Boudreau might get the boot in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That was my bold prediction.
And, of course, now Bruce Boudreau and the Minnesota Wild.
And they've won four in a row now?
They just lost.
They just lost.
They lost 7-2 to Colorado.
Oh, so yeah, that's right. That's
not
right.
Not impressive, but Colorado in a playoff spot right now.
Yeah, you could make a case now for Nathan MacKinnon for the Hart Trophy at this point because he has been unworldly.
They've won 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
They're 7-2
and 1
in the last
10.
He's
out of this world right now.
Yeah, they looked good early on. And then they dipped, and mm-hmm. it kind of looked like, okay.
Came back down to earth.
I mean, that's great. Yeah, they had a good little start. They now have won the same amount of games they won all of last year. and they're halfway through the season. At the exact halfway point, they've won the exact same amount of games they did through 82 last year.
So much. And you got to tip your cap now to Joe Sakic for holding on Duchesne, because he got a king's ransom for him, and it has not hurt them at all.
Yeah, and none of the, yeah, it's not like they really got anybody significant who is coming back and actually playing on the roster now.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. They got some good pieces in return, but nobody who's contributing majorly.
Right, like, right. Know, yeah. I mean, Rantanen has a point per game right now.
Guys, he and McKinnon together look
unreal. He kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah, it's great. So, yeah, Colorado back in the mix, which this just shows you how quickly something can change. I mean, in reality, you've got Calgary, who's four teams behind Colorado, and one win for Calgary, and they're in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
So you've got Colorado with 47 points. Minnesota and Anaheim also have 47 points. Chicago and Calgary both with 46.
Wow.
So no one out of it in that area. I think there's even a case to be made for the Oilers, not 8 points out of the playoffs. It's still unlikely, but it certainly is possible.
Right, and I heard today on the radio that they would need to win 28 of their remaining of like their next 35 games to get in, or some crazy stat like that.
Well, so they have 39 games left.
39 games. Okay, so
they
would
need
to
win about 28 of 39.
Yeah, because they're going to need 94, 95 points to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's very unlikely. Yeah. It's very unlikely.
And the only teams to do that in the first half of the season, they were mentioning on the radio too, was Tampa Bay and Vegas. So teams have done it, but
right. We have seen teams that have struggled all year find a way to claw their way. I mean, Ottawa went on an unprecedented, what'd they win? Like, they had points in something, they maybe were like 19-2-1 or something.
Right.
And the Hamburglar came in and
stole
the show. So, I mean, it's possible. Maybe Al Montoya is
the
next Hamburglar.
There he goes, and he plays more than seven games, like I said he
right?
would.
Right? Oh, yes, yes. You said he played more than seven games, and you actually found out.
Yeah, that the trade, there's a clause in the trade that says if he plays seven games, that fifth-round pick to Montreal turns into a fourth-rounder.
Well, if you're correct, then I guess they're getting a fourth-rounder.
That's right. Pretty good value, but.
Definitely. Okay, so should we do some grading?
Let's get out the red pens and do some grading.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Going into teacher mode.
I have a guy I work with who has a red pen that sits at his desk. He's a sales manager, and he whips it out just to correct people's grammar on stuff all the time, and it cracks me up. But
he's a closet English teacher.
He really is.
Which division would you like to start in, Mr. Baker?
Honestly, I want to start with the Central.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Central.
I feel like
we'll go right to the powerhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Start strong.
All the teams in the Central could make the play. Like that looks like they're almost all in the mix. I mean, they're all in the playoff run. You know, they're all 1 point or less out of the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
So only five of them can make it in, and let's start with the team that sits at the bottom. The Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay.
Sitting at 20-15-6.
Well, I gave them a C+.
Okay, giving them a C+. Mm-hmm. So what now? Okay, so actually, before we throw these out, what is an A to you?
Okay.
Just in general, what's an A look like to you?
An A is going to be a team that could, one, have far exceeded their expectations, or two, has just played tremendous hockey and is playing towards the top of the league in terms of the way.
So either
playing.
They've exceeded or that team's met every expectation.
Yes. And when I say exceeded, I mean like far exceeded what I expected them to.
Right. Of course you can throw it like Las Vegas has exceeded expectations.
Right.
Wildly. So that's different than say the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are on top of the league and we all thought they would be.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so then a B is somebody who what's that look like to you? What's
B's probably going to be a team that is playing good, probably better, a little better than what I thought they were going to give or what they were going to do this season, or it could be maybe a team that again is, you know, exceeding expectations, but not like drastically like Vegas just blowing things out of the water.
Okay, and then a C
is going to be they're playing either a little below what I expected them to play. They're having some rough hockey, you know, playing mediocre, nothing too crazy good, but not terrible.
Okay, so that's where we'll differ a little bit, is that C for me is like, okay, you're fine, you're playing fine, but you haven't necessarily, like, you're not way below my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You're not above any expectation. You haven't met my expectations, but you're not super far below.
Okay.
And so then a D for me would be you're below expectations,
mm-hmm.
or you just are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a D for me. And I like I mentioned before, I didn't give any F's out. That's because nobody is really officially out of the playoffs yet.
Okay.
While they still probably are.
That's very liberal of you.
Yes, but I was Hillary a little generous.
Would be proud.
There was a little curve in there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a few Fs.
Okay.
But those are teams that it doesn't matter. No team, if you're in last place or near last place,
mm-hmm.
none of those teams said we're going to be in last place. Let's go for last place.
Yeah.
They're actually, it's funny, this year, over any other year, I think there's less teams that are trying to tank than I can remember. I don't think that Arizona's trying to tank.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, it's obvious. They went out, they got Jalmerson, they got Stepan, and they're brutal.
Yeah.
Buffalo, they are definitely not trying to tank.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't, you know, we all thought at the beginning of the year, okay, Vegas is going to tank. Like a Vancouver, we wouldn't be surprised
they
to
were
see
at the bottom,
of
the list, yeah.
That, you know, maybe not really anybody in the Central, but we could see.
I thought Florida might be towards the bottom there, maybe. In the
yeah,
Atlantic,
but you thought they might be towards the bottom, but not for a lack of trying.
Right, exactly.
And they're not like, if they were really trying to tank, you'd see Barkov being chipped off or something, you know, or you'd see all these pieces. Although, I mean, they sold off. They gave away Marchessault and Riley Smith.
Oh,
Riley
goodness.
Smith, but yeah, there really isn't. I thought New Jersey would be a team that would be at the bottom and maybe would try to tank. Like thinking, okay, we got Nico Hischier. That's great. We can have another piece.
Yeah,
and we'll be in great position.
Let's go get Dahlin and you know, get a piece on the blue line.
It's fascinating the way that it's all turned out. It's actually maybe the least bad that the bottom teams have ever been.
Okay.
And Colorado was just dreadful last year. Although,
yes, they
I
were.
Guess if Colorado won 22 games last year, Arizona is actually on pace to have less than that.
That's insane.
They're on pace right now to have 19 or 20 wins.
Wow!
They only have 10 wins and 43 tries. They have not even scored 100 goals yet.
Yeah, they got a goal differential of, I believe, -52, something like
the
that.
The only team with less than 100 goals as well is 92 by the Sabres. So
wow,
52 goal differential and a minus, and Buffalo's 51.
And Buffalo might end up trading away one of their best goal scorers too.
Yes, like certainly they will. Okay, so we're starting with Chicago. Give them you said a B plus?
C plus.
A C plus.
Yes.
C plus. Okay, I am giving Chicago exactly where I'm giving them a C minus.
Okay.
And the reason why I give Chicago a C minus is because I actually expected them to toe the playoff line.
Yes.
So I'm not shocked. However, I do I just have. Even if I shouldn't, I have some expectations of this team being a good regular season team. I mean, they won their division last year.
Yeah.
Right. So there's nothing that says that this team doesn't have the ability to win in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since they've missed the playoffs. So I think that just naturally there's bigger expectations. But a C minus, they're not awful. They could, if they go on a little stretch where they go 7-2-1,
mm-hmm.
they're bottom of the division. So
yeah, and for me too, one of the biggest reasons is now with Corey Crawford being out, you see their biggest weakness being on defense, how bad it really is, and you know, like tonight, Seabrook's being scratched against Ottawa, so it's pretty clear they need some help back there, but they just don't have the money to do it. So yeah.
What can you do? Okay, let's move on to the next team, which is Minnesota.
Minnesota, I gave them a C plus as well.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you on the C plus.
Yeah.
I think that. Again, a playoff, towing the line of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
This team competing in this division is, I think that they're talent-wise, they are actually the least talented team in this whole division.
As
far as top-end talent.
Okay. Because if you look at top-end of Colorado, clearly McKinnon and, you know, Rotten right. are much better than Minnesota
even
has,
to go like a Landeskog or a,
yes.
I mean, goaltending-wise, they're I think, well, not, I guess not
well,
with
Bernier
Minnesota.
Was
Minnesota,
just one
Minnesota
of the...
would, yeah, Bernier won player of the week.
Yeah.
Right? well, one of the top three stars.
Right.
I guess Minnesota's one star is Dubnyk, right?
Yeah.
Which,
maybe Ryan Suter, you could throw his name in that hat, too.
Yeah,
but.
He's a really good player.
Yes.
I don't think he's a star.
Okay.
Whereas I thought you've got McKinnon, who's a star. Obviously Chicago with Taves and Kane, and Dallas, you've got Sagan and Ben, and Nashville, you've got Subban, in Nashville, you've got a little more like Minnesota, where it's a bunch of
collective second liners.
But I don't know, Johansson, and now you have Kyle Turris, who they're not superstars offensively, other than maybe Philip Forsberg could. Kind of
be
in that conversation.
Pretty close.
Johansson doesn't score at all.
No.
So I don't think he can ever
be lucky if you get 20 goals out of him.
Right, right. Yeah. He's almost like Thornton when he's getting like 8 goals and 60 right. assists. That's kind of, he's similar in that sense. Winnipeg, obviously, with Ehlers and Line A and Wheeler, and you've got Byfuglien. They have a lot of star power. And then St. Louis. St. Louis is right. Tarasenko, yeah. And then defensively, just they're.
Jaden Schwartz is starting to put his name in that hat too. If he stays healthy,
yep. He's in a walking boot, I think is what
it?
They said.
Okay.
So he should be back. A couple
sure hope
weeks.
So. I want to take him off my IR in fantasy. So,
right? Nope. I don't want you to take him off the IR. Just leave him on there. Okay, so Minnesota gets a C+. They're about right where I mean they have a 0 goal differential.
Yeah.
They're 100% even. They are 5-5 in their last 10. They're massively. They're doing very well at home. They're doing awful on the road. 8-13-1 on the road.
Ooh.
So if that can improve, they're maybe looking at a playoff spot too. Colorado. I am giving Colorado a B.
Ooh,
solid B.
I gave them an A-.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give them an A-. Okay.
Mostly because, again, expected them to be towards that bottom 3-4 teams in the league. Was not expecting much out of them at all this year. And the fact that they've already matched their total wins from last year is already just garners them a B in general just for doing that alone. Now, the fact that Duchene goes and you have guys like McKinnon, Landeskog, Rantanen just playing phenomenal hockey right now gives them a lot of hope, and they've far exceeded my expectations. So
yeah, offensively, certainly. I mean, offensively, they have as many goals as anybody.
Yeah.
And they're doing very well for that from that perspective. I mean, I guess I did have low expectations for them.
Mm-hmm.
I am hesitant to give them that A because they started off very well early. And then fell off, and now they've won 5 in a row, and that's great. But do we see them slip back a little bit? I didn't expect this team to be as historically bad as they were last year.
No.
So I kind of remove that a little bit, and I say, okay, how are they maybe the year or two before that, and they were just okay. And so I think they're better than okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're competing in the Central.
The toughest, yeah, that's toughest.
Incredible that they're able, even if it's temporary, that they're able to do it. The Dallas Stars, 24-16-3, and they're pretty securely in there on that first wild card spot. What grade did you give them?
I gave them a B.
A B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Solid. I mean, pretty much where I figured they would be. They're playing good hockey. Haven't disappointed me at all this season. I mean, I expected them to be a little better than what they are right now, you know, when we did our, you know, early season predictions.
Right, right.
I still think they're just fine in terms of what they're doing. So they get a B from me.
Okay. Who is now? Oh, I need to
you
give them
give
a grade.
You got to give me
your
grade.
The Dallas Stars, I'm going to give them, I think, a B+.
Okay.
I think that their goaltending, the fact that they made a move to improve their goaltending, and it's happened. Ben Bishop has been much better than than Lettinen.
I think just about anything was better than what was the.
That
last
is true.
Two.
That is true. But defensively, they've looked better, and they aren't relying on Ben and Sagan the same way that they had to the year before.
Well, they got Radulov now too.
Yeah, yeah,
he's scoring.
So yeah, I like Dallas. I don't get to watch them very often. They're kind of, you know, it's funny. I'll watch a lot of West Coast teams,
mm-hmm.
and then the East Coast teams, and those teams in the middle time zone. I don't watch them as much because their games start at 8:30 or 8 o'clock or right. 9, and yeah, it's weird.
I'm already watching a game by then.
Yeah, I'm watching a game or something's going on. Like something will be going on that night. Like if there's not a Leafs game on, and you know, I got something going on, I'll usually be out until 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
I get back, I can watch that late night game, but I don't see that. Yeah.
All right. Fair
so
enough.
I don't watch as much Dallas as I would like. But I do like the way that they have more depth. More depth this year
has been
huge for them. And 6-2-2 in their last 10, they're looking good.
Not bad.
They take on Colorado next. So Colorado actually has an opportunity to really move up into a position to overtake them.
All right.
Two games in hand. Let's go Nashville.
Nashville, I gave them A-.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Playing good hockey.
They look fantastic. Yeah. And it's funny, you look at, really Nashville is probably the best team in this division. You look at the standings, they've got two games in hand on Winnipeg. They're back 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
They've got four games in hand on the Blues. The Blues have played 45 games. Has anybody even played 44?
I don't.
Yeah. Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto and Pittsburgh have played 44, and so has Columbus. But interesting that they played 45 games, and you've got teams that have played 40. San Jose's played 40 games.
Wow. Not even halfway through their season yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting. But anyways, I think that Nashville is the second best team in this division. I had lower expectations for them. A lot of times you see a team and you think that they're going to be incredible the next year because they go to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you think that the playoffs are this... Oh, see, this is their breakout kind of playoffs.
Yeah.
And then there's disappointment the next year. That has not been the case.
Yeah, that Stanley Cup hangover.
I didn't think that they were going to miss the playoffs, but I didn't think that they would come out as strong as they did. They had a little slow start.
Mm-hmm.
The first 10 games or so, there was a slow start. But they have really come on. They're 24-11-6, and they've only lost 11 times in regulation. That's impressive.
Yeah,
they look very good. Rene looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's been good enough.
They could use a backup goaltender, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, there seems to be some backup goalies out there.
There's a few.
Okay, so you give Nashville, and you said an A-. I give them an A because they have exceeded what I thought they would do, and they're the best team in their division.
Yeah,
whether the points show it or not, I think that over the course of the rest of this time,
I might disagree with you as far as best team in the division goes, but you know, whatever.
Okay, that's fine. Right. You think you're peg?
But I did have Nashville finishing at the top of the division at the end of the season, though. So
we'll
see how that pans out.
Okay, St. Louis.
St. Louis, I gave them an A- as well, mostly because again, I did not have them finishing near the top of the division. I thought they would finish fourth, fifth, somewhere down in that area. Yeah, I believe you're pulling it up on the screen right now. I have them finishing fifth. They were getting a little bit older. I thought they would slow down a bit, you know, but and I did not like Paul Stastny this year, but he's been playing good hockey. And so they're far exceeding my expectations.
Yeah, here's our predictions for the Central. This is back in the preseason. We both had Nashville, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You have Chicago, Winnipeg, St. Louis coming in with 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
I had Minnesota, Winnipeg, Chicago. And then St. Louis, Colorado for me, Minnesota, Colorado for you. And, I mean, yeah, we're wrong. Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago is at the bottom. It's fun to look back at what you predicted. St. Louis, I'm sorry, what grade did you give St. Louis?
I gave them A-.
A-, okay. Yeah. The way that St. Louis has come out and just blown me away. They blew me away early on, especially.
How would you have predicted Braden Schenn playing so well?
They're one of my A+ teams, far exceeded.
Wow.
They look incredible.
You threw the A+ out there.
I'm giving them an A+. As far as a grade goes, from my expectations from the beginning of the season to now, they are the third best team in this division, which is right now they're second. But I think that though this team is built to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, and rumor has it they still want to add a goal scorer
Right.
Like they're looking
right.
at Hoffman and looking at a real good piece. Yeah.
Yeah, that would change things for St. Louis especially. And they've fallen behind a little bit. They're 4-5-1, but this has been without Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you lose your top center, there's just what are you going to do for a little while?
Yeah, and think too, they've been out with Shen
is
no five. Did you say Shine Shoes?
Shine Shoes? No, I didn't.
Unreal. What are you going to do? Shine Shoes. That's what Schwartz is doing behind the scenes. No, but Fabry, they've lost him all season long. Imagine if that guy was in the lineup.
Right.
How much better they would
right.
be. Unreal, but yeah. So, moving on.
Okay, yeah, let's do Winnipeg.
Yeah, I've gave them one of the few A-pluses in my book.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard. This division is so good.
It is really good.
They are so good. And Winnipeg, I agree, they are an A-plus in every way.
Yeah, I wanted them to be at the top of the division when I was doing my rankings, but I couldn't justify it when I was predicting it. Mm. And just because of the way it usually pans out with them and the way the other, my top team, St. Louis, Nashville, and Chicago, you know, those guys have all panned out in the past.
It's hard to throw them out there. It's
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad, I mean, I'm sad I didn't, but I'm glad they're playing as well as they have, because for me, I've always had a love affair with this team, even though I did not expect them to be at the top of the division.
Yeah. Only two teams have more goals than the Winnipeg Jets. One of them, the Islanders, who have a -12 goal differential.
And they're last in their division.
And last in their division.
Crazy.
And Tampa Bay, of course, with 155 goals. With +52
at this
goal
point,
differential.
You can make a case for Blake Wheeler for MVP right now. The guy is playing phenomenal, just inspiring hockey. And Connor
is just... That will never happen, but...
Come on. Yeah. I know, but...
Team MVP, sure.
Sure, okay.
Team
MVP. Him or Hollebuck, I guess you could throw their name in.
Wouldn't it be interesting if the league did, like, divisional awards?
I wouldn't hate it so much.
That'd be kind of cool.
You know, I think...
Like a divisional, not MVP? Like a, but just not like an actual trophy, but just instead of... I know that, you know, the press does their, the all-star team, like all-star line, essentially. It would be interesting to actually give out, like, Central Division MVP, Central mm-hmm. Division vet, top goaltender, and actually give out those...
Yeah.
Kind of, not awards, but just like the all-star team.
Yeah,
and,
honors.
Honors, yeah. Give them honors.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lobbying for them to make an offensive defenseman and best all-around defenseman award, you know, because the way the Norris has gone lately, but,
yeah,
you know.
Best defensive defenseman. Although, the whole idea of a defensive defenseman's kind of going out of style a little bit. Like, why? The only reason why teams have them now, I think, is because there's not enough offensive defensemen. There are more offensive defensemen. Why wouldn't you want every line to... Like, if you could have an Erik Karlsson type, not saying
goodness.
Erik Karlsson, but a player who thinks that way on every defensive pairing. Pair him with a guy who's maybe a little more, not stay at home, but mm-hmm. isn't going to try and rush the puck. You know, you think like Morgan Riley and a Jake Gardner. Jake mm-hmm. Gardner's going to wheel and deal, but both of them can wheel and deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great combination, but they're both also, at least, especially Morgan Riley, responsible in their own zone.
Yeah.
Very much transition guys. Let's stay in the West.
Okay.
And let's go to the 10-27-6 Arizona Coyotes.
Wow. I gave them a D+. And easily this team could have been lower or could have been maybe one of my my one and only F team. But frankly, I did not expect a ton out of them this year.
Yeah, but did you expect them to be this bad?
No, I did. I honestly did not expect them to be that bad. I honestly expected Vancouver to finish at the bottom of this division. But yeah, kind of shocking. The amount of moves that they made, amount of pieces that they shuffled around, not bringing Shane Doan back, and, you know, oh, we're going to get younger, we're going to get faster, we're going to bring in some good D-men in the back end. We got this new starting goaltender. We're getting rid of Mike Smith, who's playing great hockey in Calgary. And it's like, oh, we just got worse trying to totally retool this team.
Yes.
It completely blew up on our face.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer. What's their GM's name?
Oh, Chychrun or...
Yeah, no, Chychrun. Jacob Chychrun's one of their defensemen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
But yeah, their GM, he was hired as like a 26-year-old, whatever.
Yeah, ridiculous. He did take that Pavel Datsyuk contract, which I was thrilled about. But
he's, I don't, John Chyka. Chyka,
that's it. Yes.
How this guy lasts more than another year? If this happens again, he's done.
Right? He's a Moneyball guy. That's what he is.
Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. But he's obviously looking at the wrong balls.
No pun intended.
Well, he did bring the wrong set of balls in when he
traded
for Hjalmarsson. I don't want to talk about Derek Stepan's balls.
Oh, let's not.
Okay, let's go. Oh, I have to give my grade for Arizona. It is a hard F.
Hard F.
Wow. This is the kind where, you know, there's an F where you get like a 58%. You know, usually a 60 is like your D minus. But and then you could get a 55 and it's an F. Or an E, as they like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Fs anymore. E's. What does that even mean?
I don't even
know. Although, it's interesting. How do they just get to F? Why do they go A, B, C, D, F?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
You. You're an idiot. Just skip right past. E doesn't deserve to be on this kid's paper. He's so stupid.
Oh.
There's the 59, 58 F. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one time on a test, I think I got like a 28%.
Wow.
In some class. 28%. That's like,
putting your name on the paper.
A true disaster. Yes. And it has been expectations in Arizona. I don't think if you actually sat down and in private talked with the GM there or the coach and you said, do you think you'll make the playoffs? I think they would say, probably not. Of course, we want to, and that's our goal, but it probably won't happen. If you were a realist, you would admit that. But I think that most people expected Vancouver to be worse. I think we expected Colorado to be worse.
Yep.
And I think that Arizona expected almost like that. What was it? You know, maybe a few years ago, the year after the Sabres drafted Jack Eichel, and they had a little bump. They finished like 10th or 11th in the conference. And it was like, okay, they're on their way up. I think that's what people thought were going to happen.
Yeah.
Or at least people in their organization thought, or at least could happen. And they haven't even taken a step forward. They've taken millions of steps backwards. They have an F. 9 regulation wins.
Yeah. And you know what the worst part about all this is going to be? When it comes down to the draft lottery and Edmonton gets the number one overall pick and Arizona gets screwed out of it.
I hope it happens because nobody gives a nobody cares down there. Nobody cares. It's impossible to care when you're like, well, they're going to leave or they're going to stay.
Oh, I know.
That situation needs to end immediately. They're so bad. There's no point in even watching.
It really is.
Where Vegas is clearly the example of a good idea, Arizona or Phoenix.
Yeah, let's bring back JR and Keith Tkachuk and let them run this team. Maybe that'll bring some fans in.
No, put them on the ice. Put them on the ice.
I don't think it can get any worse. So
I mean, they're about as fast as Shane Doan was last year.
Oh.
okay, let's go to Vancouver. Vancouver sitting 16-20-6. Now they were in a playoff spot before the injury bug hit them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you had Edler went out for a while, and right now you have
Bo Horvat.
Yeah, Horvat. Everybody's been out for them. Where do you put this team?
I gave him a C-.
Okay, a C-.
Yeah,
C-. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. They look a little better than what I thought they were going to look, but they're still pretty bad. They can't keep the puck out of their net. They're giving up quite a bit of goals, and outside of Brock Besser, no one else is really scoring on that team.
Well, but Bo Horvat was.
Yeah, he's not bad, though, but he's injured, so...
And actually, you know what is crazy? So, okay, the Leafs played them the other night. So, of course, you know, I watched them. And they were showing how in October, the Sedins, they both had, you know, they were getting no ice time.
Yeah.
And their points per game were very low. But each month, they've come up. Henrik Sedin's points per game right now is like 0.83 for December. So, they were actually talking about how they were purposefully holding them back early so that they would have more gas in the tank later. And it's at least worked in the sense that a lot of guys went down and they needed to call on their number, and they've been good enough.
Interesting.
Obviously, they weren't that good to begin with, the team as a whole. And so when they lose their top center and, you know, you lose your best defenseman, most time that doesn't result in too many wins.
Question is, are we going to see Vanek get traded again at the deadline this year?
Hey, it's kind of his new MO, right?
It really
Vanek
is.
Getting traded.
He's got some points and scores some goals, so.
I have to give Vancouver a little bit of credit.
Okay.
I think that they, if it weren't for injuries, I think they could still be in a playoff position. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in the playoffs, but
like a couple wins
competing,
out or, yeah.
Competing for it. At this point, I think they're done. But I'm going to give them a B- because
okay.
Injuries just, they suck.
Yeah.
But they have been better than maybe I thought, which a team at the bottom of their towards the bottom of their division and only Arizona keeping them from being at the bottom, exceeding expectations, it just shows you how low expectations were in Vancouver.
Yes. And speaking of expectations.
Oh, yes, yes. The Edmonton Oilers, my other F.
Your other F.
They have been, I mean, there's no question, they've been awful. They can't keep the puck out of their net. They've allowed 141 goals, which is second most in their division, second most in the conference. The only other teams that have allowed more, the Islanders have allowed the most.
That's no surprise there.
You've got the Sabres with 142, and the Coyotes allowing 150. So
wow. Well, they got a D- for me, just because I would have given them an F, but they're still mathematically in the playoffs.
Yeah, but mathematically, is Arizona in the playoffs still?
No.
Are they out?
Yeah, they're pretty much out
of it. They won every single game?
Maybe if they won every single game.
Yeah, they'd be in it. They'd have 50 wins, see? They're mathematically in it.
Yeah, but let's be real. Yeah,
but okay, a D- is still...
I mean, it's funny. Vegas gave them... It's funny to say Vegas, too, gave them the best odds of winning the Stanley Cup this year, and yet they're just playing so bad, and it's clear that this team does not have the speed to play. Connor McDavid's great. Don't get me wrong. All world, but...
Yeah, one good player doesn't... No matter how good that player is, it doesn't make a team.
Yeah, and Draisaitl's going back on his wing tonight, so hopefully they give a little spark there. Because they got to find somebody to play with this guy on a consistent basis. You know, he's no... I still don't think Connor McDavid is as good as a guy like Sidney Crosby, who has taken a bunch of AHL players like Connor Sherry and made them look really good. And
well, and the other thing, though, is that Sidney Crosby is... I mean, he's a different type of player. Connor McDavid needs to play with somebody who's very fast.
Yes.
Because he's maybe the fastest guy in the league, yeah, with the puck at least.
I'm really hoping the All-Star game we get Connor McDavid and Dylan Larkin in a fastest skater competition.
There you go. That'd be interesting. But yeah, they're screwed. Draisaitl and McDavid have to play together, and you're screwed. They have nobody else.
Yeah.
The Oilers, if they can go and get Rasmus Dahlin.
Oh, man.
That would be enormous for them. That would solve a lot of their problems defensively.
It really would.
Assuming that he ends up being good, as good as we think. But
yeah.
Yeah, Edmonton gets an F from me, a D- from you. The Calgary Flames, 1 point out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 3 in a row. And where are you dropping them?
They get a C from me.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly because I expect them to be third, fourth in their division. Didn't expect them to be towards the bottom or anything like that. But right now, they're kind of struggling a little bit.
They've won 3 in a row. What do you want from them?
Yeah, but they
even won the game after their coach threw his stick into the crowd.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising
and
at all.
Has his F
at least
F-bomb
he didn't throw a silver medal in the crowd, but...
Oh, jeez. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me the biggest issue has been watching their D play as bad as they have and as much talent as they're supposed to have on that back end.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah. Yeah, I would give them a C as well. I think that they haven't exceeded any expectation. We knew Johnny Gaudreau was good.
Yep.
That's actually the only thing that I would say has been much better than expected is Mike Smith.
Yeah, I expect him to be mediocre at best, but he's been far above mediocre. Yes. Well, I won't say far.
I'd say he's been good. Yeah. Which is he's been above average. Whereas their defense though has looked very porous. Travis Hamonic was supposed to come in and shore up the fourth pairing or the third fourth. That's about what he should be. He's a fourth pairing, the second pairing, be a top four guy, and he has barely been a top six guy.
Seriously,
and they gave up a lot to grab him. Yeah. So.
Dougie Hamilton's really the only defenseman on that team that
Giordano's been fine. It's just
For what he is, he should be much better.
Yeah, he's kind of older though. He's like 32 now.
I think he's older than that. I think 34.
Yeah. So I mean, you can't expect him to be all world when he's 34.
No, but I mean, he's got much more talent than that. Like when Erik Karlsson turns 34, I still expect
he had much more talent. He was faster. That's you lose true. A little bit of speed. It's crazy how you lose just a small fraction of a second worth of speed, and you watch when a puck barely misses a guy's stick or a player skates by another player, just barely avoids having the puck knocked off of them, and they lose a little bit of speed, and suddenly that puck's getting knocked off them every time. It's crazy how much. Just a little bit of speed lost can result in your game.
Well, Brett Seabrook knows that best.
That is very true. Let's go Anaheim Ducks, a team that has been just decimated by injuries for the first half of the year.
Yes.
And is finally looking like they're healthy. And, they're sitting. Hey, they did exactly what we said they needed to do, and that was weather the storm, be in a position to, maybe a couple points back, and they are – They're essentially tied for the last wild card spot. So they've managed to do it. What do you give them for their first half of this?
They got a B for me.
A B, okay.
A B, yeah. For, like you said, weathering the storm. And now you have, which is really funny, you think they would have moved Adam Henrique off to the wing, but it's been working out pretty good with him at center on that second line. And now they have Kessler, Getzlaff, and Perry playing together. And that line's been really good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch, actually. not
the older guys.
Not really why they brought in Kessler.
Yeah.
But Henrique has opened up some world of possibility.
Uh-huh.
So it's an interesting unit for sure. I'm gonna give Anaheim. Now, I think that because of injuries can't necessarily be an excuse for why you are where you are.
Sure.
Anaheim's expectations to me were pretty high. I think this is really their last year of their window being open. Okay. I think if things go right for them, they could win a Stanley Cup. They were right there. I mean, they were in the conference finals, right? So
yeah.
They were definitely competing with Nashville. So I'm going to give them a B minus.
Okay.
Just because, well, they were able to weather the storm. They are still behind the eight ball, and it's not like everybody was injured, and there are some players who I think could be maybe like a Cam Fowler, like a Silverberg, where you wanted to see guys step up in injury.
Okay.
Where I found that the guys who were actually stepping up for them when they were injured were all these bottom six guys.
Yeah, guys get more ice time.
And the guys who were in their top six that were still healthy kind of vanished a little bit.
Okay.
It showed how much Getzlaff and, particularly Getzlaff and Kessler drive a line.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, Henrique has come in, which is a nice, obviously been a good
pleasant
trade
surprise
for them. Yeah. And they haven't really missed Vatanen either. Okay, let's go San Jose.
I give them a B+.
Okay.
Yeah, I expected with the loss of Patty Merlot and, Thornton getting a little older, Little Joe, still like the guy, but he is getting older too. So I expected them to maybe lose a step, maybe slow down a little bit. But they've done better than I thought, and their goaltending is playing great. And now Brent Burns is finally starting to score some goals. So things are looking up, and so they get a B+ for me.
Yep, they get a B for me.
All right.
I think they're about where I kind of expected them to be, competing for that bottom spot in the Pacific Division. There's Brent Burns and Vlasic, Thornton, Marlowe, or Thornton, Marlowe. So it still just rolls off the tongue, Thornton and Marlowe.
Yes.
Pavelski and Couture. And Couture really, he hasn't necessarily panned out to be the top center that I think a lot of people thought he would be.
Yeah.
But they still have a lot of firepower up front, even though they don't really score a lot. Only 110 goals, which is really no... I mean, Vancouver is the only other team with that kind of production in the West, other than Arizona with less. So
yeah, I think the guys that you expected to step up and get better, like Tomas Hertl, you know, Carlson, guys like that, that should take the next step, they really haven't taken the next step, and that's why their goal scoring is sort of down a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, you would, you know, you think in this situation, it's where you get a guy like Thornton maybe to shoot a little more. And he's not.
That'd be interesting.
And, of course, Burns not scoring. You think if Burns scored at his career shooting percentage,
mm-hmm.
Even below it, I mean, right, I think it was, what, the first 100 shots he scored once, the next 50 he scored five times. So
right.
If he was scoring at a 5% shooting percentage throughout all 150, you mean he'd have another five goals, right?
Yeah.
So another five goals and... Suddenly, San Jose is right with a lot of teams. And it's funny how five goals doesn't make a whole lot of, you know, it can make a big difference in games.
That's a couple wins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I give them a B. I like them. I think they'll make the playoffs and probably lose in the first round.
Yep.
And it'll be fun if it's against the Los Angeles Kings, who is our next team. It would be a blast because they're kind of a little bit different, but they're still a lot of the same characters.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So the Kings, 24, 13, and 5, and 53 points. Where do you got them?
B+.
A solid B+, okay.
Yeah, much better than I thought they were going to finish. I figured with, you know, Brown taking steps back, Kopitar didn't have such a good season last year. Their second-line center, Jeff Carter, getting a little older. I figured he might slow down a little bit, too.
Well, but he has slowed down considerably, seeing as he's still... Yeah. Out.
He's not moving.
Yeah.
Right. But, and then again, guys like Marin Gaborik, originally Mike Camilleri was on that line or on that team, and I figured he wasn't going to do much for them until he got traded. But all in all, though, even without Jeff Carter scoring goals for them, they're still driving plays. Kopitar and Brown look much better than they did last year. And, you know, new system, new coach, and they're far exceeding my expectations of where I thought they would be at this point.
Yeah, Kopitar is back to his point per game production.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Brown is on pace for another 30 goal season.
Wow, which is crazy.
Tyler Toffoli, of course, he's also on pace for 30 goals, and Drew Doughty looks much more offensively into the play.
Yeah, much more Norris esque.
So I mean, yeah, we're looking at he's on pace for about 60 points this year.
Pretty dang good.
Which is very good. And I think I remember during the preseason we talked about how we were hoping that they would unleash Drew Doughty and let him, you know, wheel and deal. So that has worked. And so I got to give the Kings an A.
Okay.
Because I didn't see this team making the playoffs. I didn't think they really made any significant changes that told me that this team was going to be different.
Yeah.
Other than changing the coaching staff, which usually doesn't have this big of impact.
Not in the first year, anyways.
Right, right. Yeah. And so they far exceeded expectations, especially the fact that they've been able to score, but they have I'm pretty sure they have the best defense as far as goals against in the league.
Well, your favorite goaltender, Jonathan Quick, doesn't hurt much either.
That's true. They have allowed, they're the only team who has allowed less than 100 goals so far this season. I have to give them an A. Really, nothing has gone wrong for them. I mean, they're 4-4-3 in their last 10, and that's about the worst they've been in a 10-game stretch.
Yeah.
And that's just going to happen, but they look good. Let's go to probably the biggest
surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah.
The Vegas Knights. What are you giving them?
They got a grade that I gave no other team, an A++.
Oh, an A++.
Plus-plus. You forget about that extra plus, but...
Yeah, that's the plus where you get extra stickers on your paper and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Star stickers and maybe a heart.
Maybe the teacher puts on some lipstick and kisses your paper, and writes a little note on the bottom. Meet me at the storage closet at the Bell.
Oh, wow.
That never happened to me.
No.
I did know a kid who that happened to, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Not gonna talk about it.
Oh, no.
Yep, it was bad. Anyways, so
at
no
point in the season could I have thought that they would be this good.
No, even when they were first place, like after 10 games,
yes.
It was like, okay, this is funny, but
this bubble will burst.
And I don't think it's a bubble.
No, I really don't think it's the real deal.
It's absolutely incredible. They have lost the least amount of regulation games outside in the league outside of Tampa.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I love the fact that their top guy, William Carlson, his nickname is Wild Bill Carlson.
Yes.
It cracks me up.
Well, shoot. Yeah, he's – Columbus paid them to not take Josh Anderson.
And Josh Anderson has been bad, but no, he's Josh been Anderson's nowhere fine. Near yeah, as but good.
Right, right. Yeah, Josh Anderson, imagine what Columbus could do if they had a goal scorer like Willie.
Seriously.
Willie Carlson.
Imagine what Florida would do if they had Marchessault still. My goodness.
Right? Okay, let's go
moving on.
Let's go to the East. We'll kind of chug through some of these a little quicker.
Yeah, yeah. Want to start with the Metro? We'll leave our home teams for last.
Let's do it. Let's go New York Islanders. They are last place in the division, but they are not far out of a playoff spot. So
no. Well, they get a C-plus for me just because, one, they're scoring goals far more than I thought they would this season, but... the goaltending is a whole other issue, which has been a little below my expectations. I figured it would be above average this season. Halak would try to redeem himself.
You thought that goaltending tandem would be above average?
Look, Thomas Greiss wasn't too bad last year, but I thought Yaroslav Halak would be okay, if not maybe a little better than average this season, and they both have looked just poor.
I knew that they would be porous.
Porous.
but... I didn't think that they would be collectively this bad. And really, some of the reason is because so many of their defensemen have been injured,
yes,
especially as of late.
Now, big question. Would you rather have Lehtinen and Niemi or these two as your tandem?
Oh, these two.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say they were the worst tandem of all time.
No, but I just wanted to clear that up.
I challenge you to find a worse tandem over the last 20 years. The Islanders, to me, they're 1 point out of a playoff spot. 1 point, and I think a lot of people had them written off and that they weren't going to be any good. They didn't have a second-line center. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of things have gone right for them. And so I'm going to give them, even though they're last in their division, I'm going to give them a B-.
Okay.
So I think that they've competed a little more like we thought they could mm-hmm. from last year. This division has just been so stinking good, especially over the last 10. They've been 3-6 yeah. and 1. They're the only team under 500 in their last 10, so that's kind of shuffled them down. But it'll reverse itself. Yeah, yeah. They'll probably
I think they'll still back up. Make a push for the playoffs, but we'll see.
The next team, Philadelphia. Philadelphia has been they lost 10 in a row and they have been lights out since then.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Pretty much.
They are now only 1 point out of the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
which is it's shocking that they've managed to claw their way back. Gostisbehere and Provorov look phenomenal.
Yes.
What grade are you giving this?
I gave him a C.
Really?
Yeah. And okay. It's not necessarily because they've been
where
playing
bad. Where
did
you have this team finish?
I had them finishing towards the bottom of the division. I think I had... Who's I'm thinking off the top of my head? Why can't I think of it? I think I had New Jersey finishing at the bottom, followed by Carolina or Pitts or in Philly in that mix right there. But again, it wasn't necessarily because they were going to be bad. It's just because I thought the rest of the teams would be better than them.
Sure.
And I think
which honestly has basically been the case.
Yeah.
Other teams have been better than them.
And again,
standing wise,
Philly haven't been bad, but overall over the course of the year, they've just been kind of floating. You know, they've been a little streaky, like you said.
Very up and down. Streaky is a great way to describe that team.
So, you know, if they can find a little bit more consistency in their game to round out the season, they could very well make a push.
Yeah. I think that a team that has so many young defensemen, a lot of times you'll see those teams creep up at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of the year is a little bit of a struggle. Maybe they're coming into their own, push for a playoff spot. I don't think they'll make it, but certainly can.
That top line, though, has been...
It's making things interesting.
Nice.
Giroux on the wing has been great.
Yes.
Philadelphia, I'm going to give them a B- because they've looked a little bit better than... Especially than they did last year. They're at least able to score a little bit.
There's no doubt about that.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, I gave them a B-.
Okay.
Yeah.
B- seems pretty fair. Yeah. See, this division is just...
That good.
They're all potential playoff teams, whereas the Atlantic, I think, is where we're going to give out some lower grades.
Yes.
Carolina, I had very high expectations for this team.
I know you did.
I expected them to compete for a playoff spot, and they are doing just that. They're about where I thought they would be, so I'm going to give them a B-.
Okay. That's fair.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Penguins.
Stanley Cup champion contender. Defenders.
Twice over. I gave them a B-.
Okay.
Mostly because I think I expected a little bit of a Stanley Cup hangover, although I did, at the beginning of the year, I did put them as the number two team in this division behind Columbus. I think now you're starting to see that lack of third four centers, how much that's really hurting them, and not having a quality backup. But we shall see if they can improve those.
Yeah, Murray hasn't been impressive.
No.
Either. So.
Yeah, so that doesn't help much. We'll see.
I'm going C- for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Even more harsh.
They have in no way have they met my expectations for what this team should be. I think that this team could be exactly where they are, points-wise, and I could see giving them a B.
Okay.
The games that I've watched, I have not been impressed at all. It's not like I'm watching game. Now, early on, some of those, the Niemi ones.
Oh, yeah. You can just write those off.
But there's been games that I watched, and I just go, not much is impressing me here.
Yeah.
That's just what, it doesn't worry me. It just says, this team's just playing, they're not playing the way that they can. I think that the second half of the season, this team's like, it's January? Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go. They've won two in a row, by the way, to start January. So
yeah, Crosby hasn't looked bad either.
No. New York Rangers at 22-15-5, 49 points, and they are sitting in that top wild card spot.
They get a B- from me.
A minus. Why not? Why is that?
Yeah, figured they'd be around that 3-4 spot in this division, so they're right where I thought they would be. I just think, considering the lack of a number one center right now, they far exceeded my expectations in terms of what we figured they would do. They're scoring some goals.
So they're far exceeding your expectations, and you gave them a B-.
B-.
Interesting.
In terms of what I thought they would do with no number one center.
I'm giving them a B+.
Okay.
Because, again, they have exceeded my expectations. I thought that this team would maybe... I knew that they would compete for a playoff spot. But, yeah, like you said, the way that they're doing it, they've gotten faster.
They have.
They look a little faster. And guys like Rick Nash don't have as much of a role on the team anymore. And so,
yeah. But he's contributing in other areas.
He's contributing.
Like.
It's not that he's not contributing, but they've turned it. I didn't think I'd see Alain Vigneault add a little speed to the way that they're playing, but he has. So
okay.
I'll give him a B+. And it sure looks like they're going to make the playoffs, but I still hope. I'm holding out that they won't.
Okay.
Wow. I think I predicted them to miss playoffs.
You did say that in our last podcast, I think. We did predict
that I would miss playoffs, yes. Yeah. So I'm holding out. New Jersey Devils, 22-11 to me.
A-.
Okay.
Yeah. Far better than I thought they would be.
So you predicted them to be last place in this division. Yes. At one point, they were leading the division.
Yes.
Now they're third in the division and pretty securely in there. And you're going to give them A-.
Yes. Okay. I think, too, you're starting to see them, since they've come down from the top of that division, you're starting to see them maybe even out a little bit more.
I mean, they're 5-2-3 in their last 10.
I'm not hating it at all, but, you know.
I got to give them an A.
Okay. That's fair.
You could make an argument for an A+. I mean,
I wouldn't go that far, but.
A+ in the sense that we thought they were going to finish last, and this team's probably a playoff team.
Yeah.
That blows up what we thought they were going to do. It blows up maybe what they thought they were going to do. I don't know if they
thought
they would
be
this good. Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
They really are. Columbus Blue Jackets, 53 points, second in the division.
They got a B from me.
Okay.
Again, figured they'd be at the top of the division.
About where they are.
The goal scoring's not where I thought it would be. I figured they'd be a little bit better at that. But the rest of the team has been pretty dang good. And don't be shocked to see them move one of their D-men to bring in some scoring here.
I'm right there with you. We're just going to move on.
Good. I love it.
So the Washington Capitals, I'm actually going to give them an A-. I feel like maybe that's just because I would give them an A normally.
Mm-hmm.
Their expectation for me was this team will probably take a little step back.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been they haven't blown me out of the water in terms of my lower expectations. I figured they'd make the playoffs. I figured they'd be top three in the division, but or at least, you know, be that top wild card spot and have way more points than the next guy. But they're right on top, right where they it feels right when they're on top.
It does feel good.
In the regular season, when they're on top of that division, it's just like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
It really does. Yeah, and no one else is actually – I gave them an A- as well, but fun little fact, since the President's Trophy got introduced, no team has won it 3 years in a row. So Washington has a shot to do it. They look good. I had them finishing third in this division, you know, come at the beginning of the season. So they're exceeding my expectations in that sense. So we'll see how they how it plays out the rest of the year.
Okay. Well, while we're let's go from giving out real good grades to some lesser grades. Let's go to the Atlantic, close it up, and we're going to hit up Buffalo.
Okay, D-plus for me.
A D-plus.
Yes.
I feel like you're grading these teams like you're a teacher teaching like a senior humanities class. And you're like, well, that kid doesn't do anything, but I like him, so I'll give you a D plus.
Well, listen, okay. So gave Edmonton a D minus. The expectations for Edmonton were far greater for me than they were for Buffalo. I thought maybe Buffalo could finish close to a wild card spot. I didn't think they were ready to make that jump onto the playoffs, but still, at this bad, no. So they get a D plus for me.
Yeah, really the only reason, like literally the only thing stopping them from being as bad as Arizona is the fact that they've pushed some games to overtime.
Yeah.
They've won the same amount of games total. They are on pace to be worse than the Colorado Avalanche was last year.
They'll be getting a new coach after this season, I feel like.
You think so? Phil Housley, one and done?
I really do.
They've just been awful. I have to give them an F.
Okay.
The expectation was that this team was going to continue to grow, that Jack Eichel was going to continue to go. And this isn't on Jack Eichel at all.
No, he's
there's
no, fine to me.
Oh, Jack Eichel just needs to pick it up. No. This team's horrible. And it's built horrifically poor. The Ottawa Senators, 37 points. They sit second in the bottom.
C minus for me.
Okay.
Not very good. I think, again, this is another team that I expected to make a push for a playoff spot, be right there in the bubble. They have dropped off very badly lately. And,
Yeah, I'm giving them a D.
Okay.
They made the conference finals. They were one goal away from the Stanley Cup
finals. They were, absolutely.
And now they're horrible.
Erik Karlsson looks just above average, like not Erik Karlsson-esque.
Yeah, and it's got to have something to do with that early injury.
Yep.
It's Ottawa. Overall, I mean, even we go beyond Erik Karlsson and you just look at other pieces.
Craig Anderson, like you said.
Right.
That little roller coaster of save percentage.
Yep, here it comes. Even a guy like Bobby Ryan in the playoffs, people were like, oh, maybe this is the Bobby Ryan that we thought he could be. No, he's not. Mark Stone, like these guys still look fine, but it's like they don't have anything to play for, and Ottawa is just a mess. They need to figure out what they're doing. And that trade for Duchesne, they traded for him, they've been, 4-14 and maybe 5-14. They did beat Tampa Bay in their last game.
Oh boy, I'm not
6-3. Of course, Tampa Bay not playing Vasilevsky.
Louis Domingue. Thank you.
Yes, Montreal.
Montreal, D plus.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't think my expectations were for them to compete for a division title, but I figured they would be a playoff team.
Certainly.
And the Drouin experiment at center has looked horrible. And Weber being out does not help. And if you really think about it, like, it's funny. I read the other day, again, I forget sometimes that they traded away Ryan McDonagh to bring Scott Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
And you think they could have on the back end there, they could have McDonagh with potentially maybe P.K. Subban, because now you don't make that trade
for
Weber. That's crazy to me. And so, obviously, and Sergachev could be on that blue line then, too. You know, you maybe don't move him, but, you know, again.
That wasn't Mark Bergerman, though, I don't
know. No, I know.
That
was, no.
But, yes, alas, I have to give Montreal an F.
Oh, wow. You're even. Yep.
Montreal has been horrific. Even the whole, if Carey Price is in, we have a chance. No, not even. No. That's not even necessarily true. They still technically have a shot. I mean, they're only 6-7 points out of the playoffs. But this team was not expected to claw for the playoffs.
No.
It was supposed to be a nice, secure top three spot in a pretty lackluster Atlantic division.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been horrible.
Yeah.
Florida Panthers.
Panthers, I'm giving a C-.
Okay, I give them a C.
Yeah, so I figured they would probably not necessarily take a step back, but not necessarily take a giant leap forward, and they have done neither of those things.
Yeah,
they've just sort of floated around where they were last year, haven't got any better.
Yep, so. I would say that we wondered when they were going to be able to score goals, and it's true. They miss Marcus Owen Smith.
Yeah, maybe Florida makes a move to bring back Jágr just to bring some excitement to the fans for the rest of the year.
That's not a bad little idea.
So, just saying.
That's not a bad idea.
Because he's out of Calgary.
Yes, yes. The first time he's ever been cut by a team in his whole life.
It's depressing.
Sad. I don't even really know. Like, they didn't really say what happened.
No, I don't really even. I'm sure we'll hear about it later, but I don't really know much about that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Well, he also has this nagging injury, and so.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Detroit Red Wings, 17-17-7.
I gave them a C+.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing better than I thought they would. There's no doubt about that. I had them as one of my teams to finish at the bottom of this division, not because of how, poorly I thought they would play, but just because I figured the teams at the top of the division would be that much better than they were, and they're still fighting for a playoff spot, floating around at 500. And
certainly,
I personally want to see them just start tanking it and losing, so we can go after, you know who at number one. But
yeah, I guess I would say that the one team that I was like, well, they're going to be awful is the Red Wings.
Yeah,
and they've been good, so I got to give them a B-, because okay. They've exceeded my expectations. Maybe for the detriment of the organization's future, but right. They haven't exceeded my expectations. They still struggle to score goals and really struggle to keep them out of the net, but they have been inconsistent enough to get good goaltending sometimes and score at the same time.
Jimmy Howard's been pretty good, but Mrazek just... And I keep hoping Mrazek turns it around and starts playing good when he gets his opportunities so that we can say, hey, pay for this guy, but no.
What I see when I watch the Wings is when they play really good teams, they don't stand a chance most nights.
Yeah.
And they get blown out. Like, they played Tampa and they lost 5-2.
Yeah, that was not
great.
But
then they play a team that's lesser and they might win 4-1 or
Pittsburgh, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they're an interesting team. I don't think they'll be there in the end. I think given another month and they'll be selling, we'll be ready talking about.
Yeah.
Selling pieces off.
I think so.
Mike Green has to go.
Absolutely.
And speaking of potential locations for Mike Green to go, the Toronto Maple Leafs at 25-16-3. They're 53 points. They have very securely in that bottom third spot in the division. Yep. And where do you rank them?
Give them a B+.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a solid defenseman away from being a really good team.
Yes.
To me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Whether that defenseman comes internally and develops,
mm-hmm.
Over the course of the next year, or if it needs to come from the outside, that remains to be seen. But yeah, I think a B+ is a very fair grade for this team. I think that they've slightly exceeded expectations. Like, this is about where we thought they would be.
Yeah, they would be in that 2-3 spot for this division. Absolutely.
I think the disappointing thing has been that they were scoring in bunches early on, and
mm-hmm.
It's disappointing when you see a team with so much firepower when you feel like the chains are on them a little bit. It can be a little frustrating.
Yeah.
And if you're not a fan of the Leafs, you just like watching guys like Marner and Nylander, like people do their thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, just let them do what they were doing back when they were, the first 10 games of the regular season. Who cares? It was a 6-3 game, whatever.
That's
it's fine.
What the new NHL is?
7-5 or whatever. But
yeah.
And it's funny because early on, Anderson wasn't playing as well, and this is where you know that it's a lot to do with defensive play, how well a goalie plays.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, they were playing so loose, and goaltending looked bad. Now, the handcuffs are on, and truly, I joked about it last show, and then I went and I looked at the numbers for Freddie Anderson. He truly should be in the conversation for the Vezina Trophy. He's been very good. He is the reason this team is as good as they are, and allows them to do what they can do. If you're a wheel and deal kind of team at heart,
yeah,
and you don't have a good goal, you can't wheel and deal.
Right. And I kind of feel bad for Freddie Anderson, too, because he's one of those guys where he's not going to get as much recognition because of the guys he has scoring goals in front of him, and as much as that offense, like you said, wheels and deals.
He certainly is in the Leafs broadcast.
Well, yeah, I won't
that's
doubt,
all he's
I don't
all
doubt they
talk about. Okay, let's go with the Boston Bruins, 8-0-2 in their last 10. They are the best team of the last 10 games, and they have come out of nowhere to, you know, they're securely in that second spot now. They're 4 games in hand on the Leafs, and yeah, maybe they'll. Who knows? Can they compete with Tampa Bay for the top spot?
Yeah, they got an A-minus for me.
Okay.
Yeah, that top line playing phenomenal. They could use a little bit more secondary scoring, but you know, Tuukka Rask shaky to start the season. He's definitely picked it up after getting replaced by Khudobin for a few games. Comes back playing very, very well. Chara does not look as slow as I thought he was going to be this year, and McAvoy is still McAvoy. He's playing great.
Yeah, I'm going to give him an A.
Okay.
I thought this team would maybe make the playoffs, that they would be the, you know, just 4 teams make the playoffs from the Atlantic,
right,
or 3, that they could be that 4th team, and they're blowing me out of the water right now.
Yeah, same.
I don't want to play them.
They're tough to play against.
So, yeah, they play Montreal next, so add another win to that. Okay, Tampa Bay.
A+.
Got to give them an A+.
Absolutely.
We expected them to be very good, and they have been unreal.
Yeah.
They've been fantastic.
Yeah, Kucherov.
39-3.
I know.
You really, if you look at this is what I like to do. When you look at the league and you go, okay, so Tampa Bay is, if we just take the overtime loss and put it as a loss, they're 30-12. The next best team, Vegas, 29-12. And then Winnipeg is 25-18.
So
besides those two teams, I mean, there's a massive gap. Washington, 26-16. You got St. Louis, 26-19. I mean, once you get to like a team like Toronto, 25-19, it's not like that doesn't blow you out of the water by any means. You've got New York Rangers. They're 22-20.
Wow.
You know, and they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
San Jose, 21-19.
And a playoff team.
They win about half their games. It's just they push some to overtime. You've got teams that are Anaheim. They're 19-24, but they're basically in a playoff spot. 19-24.
Wow.
It's just they've lost 9 games in overtime. Pittsburgh, 22-22 right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that when it comes to looking for who's legitimately the best team, just take all those overtime losses and put them right into the loss column, and you'll see who the best teams are. I mean, they've lost 12 games, Tampa Bay and Vegas, and the next lowest is 18.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, well, that is our show. We have rolled on a good solid hour and 12 minutes, 13 minutes. So,
Hopefully we still got people listening to us.
Yeah, hopefully. If we don't, that's fine.
I guess. Yeah, just me and you.
That's okay. I like it. No, we hope that you will follow us on Twitter at OT Hockey Talk.
Yeah.
We, both of us tweet out. So
absolutely. Tell us what you think, too. Do you agree with these?
Of course.
Do you hate them?
I hate them.
Do you hate that I gave out no Fs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. I was about to say I'm an F kind of
guy. I should have given out incompletes is what I should have really given out.
Yes, that would have been bad. Yes. Arizona's definitely
incomplete,
leaving us lacking. They're very incomplete. We will be back. We'll be back next week, this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back this week.
We'll be back.
We hope you guys have a great day. And
great week.
OTHockeyTalk.com. We'll see you there.
Bye.
We'll see you there. Like they're just going to
waiting online.
Go there, and we're just going to have our faces like a FaceTime ready to scoop people up. Okay, that's not real. Okay, bye.